Blog Talk Radio.
What's up, y'all? This is your host, Stewie. How's everybody's weekend going? I hope everything is going well for a lot of you. I know some of you are experiencing heavy rain right about now in your area. If you live in the south part of Florida and Georgia and all that, I know that you guys should be experiencing rain. If you're not experiencing rain because of the hurricane that's passing through, then no worries. However, for the last couple of days, we've been getting like heavy rain. But actually, it ended sometime yesterday, and actually all day today, we haven't really been experiencing any rain. But supposedly, the hurricane is supposed to be getting closer and closer to us come Monday and Tuesday. So we're supposed to be getting rain again. But until then, and just for everyone who's not experiencing rain, we're going to go ahead and move this on to not really experiencing rain at this point in time. So high five for that. I mean, it's like, I look at it like it's great that we are getting rain. The temperature has dropped dramatically to like 50-something degrees. Because you figure we went weeks. Up here we did. I don't know exactly where, you know, everyone's listening in from, but up here we went weeks without rain. So at this point in time, it's great that we're having rain at this point in time. And but it's coming down heavy, causing some flooding and causing some delays in traffic. But other than that, I've been getting well. I know a few weeks has passed. You guys haven't heard from me, and I appreciate everyone staying tuned and being supportive of the show and listening in. I had to take a few weeks off due to the Pope coming into the city, so there was a lot of hype around that time. News around that time. It was a great experience having the Pope in the city, tri-state area. You know, even though his message was sent out, hopefully his message is heard. You know, unfortunately, sometimes a message is different from actual law being passed and things changing for good. But you know, it was great to see a lot of people out there being blessed and praying and as a community working together and being joyful in the message. So the Pope came along. I got sick actually, and even through my sickness, I still push forward to make sure I go to the gym every day, make sure I still went to work. I wasn't that sick to where I couldn't. I'm recovering now. It actually wasn't even a serious sickness. I wouldn't say a real serious sickness, but as I've mentioned before, if I didn't mention it before, I broke out in the heat bumps, and my whole body has been recovering literally since then. And at this point in time, you guys, I appreciate all the support. And remember, guys, you can listen to the past shows. Don't forget, you can listen to past shows for past tips and to stay very much so connected to my personal journey on this journey of life of changing everything. You know, you pretty much have to look deeper into yourself when you're trying to maintain an image that you want of yourself. You know, it's not only of changing your inside, you have to change your outside. And, you know, the reason why I was saying that, I'm saying this now, you know, for this topic of image building and image maintaining as of this conversation for today's show, is because there is some things that will resonate inside of you that you didn't know that was there that you have to work on before you can work on your next project and task. I mean, if you're trying to work on that at the same time working on something else, it may or may not affect what you're trying to work on. And so, you know, work on one thing at a time. You know, for example, for me, I'm still internally working on myself. It's very important that I do so, work on myself internally. And on the outside, I'm working on my physical appearance, which is going to the gym, trying to make sure, you know, I get the weight down and all the other great stuff. But internally, you still have to eat right. But it's not only just that. Internally, this topic has actually been the main topic of my last few shows. So if you guys want to play the past shows, don't forget that side note again. But it's really, there's some internal things that have been resonated, all because it just seems to be the environment that I have no choice but to be around, which is work. It really is a it's around a bunch of people who are just every day trying to find agitation. And when I say you're trying to find agitation, it's like it's not like you just sit there and you want to go to work and you want to just, you know, do your job and go home. It's I'm going to make sure I bother someone today. I'm looking for drama today. What? I don't understand how anybody wants to wake up and want that. Truly, I don't. Truly, I don't. Because that puts an impression on someone. Now, after you do first impressions, continuation of impressions every time you're around someone, it don't matter if it's every day, if it's once a week, if it's once a month, if it's once every, it doesn't matter. Your continuation of impressions will continue to resonate in someone's mind. And it's just all about just working on yourself to make sure that you are fixing how you act and interact with people. It's not a thing of, oh, I just want them to believe that I'm just this genuine, nice person, but I'm actually a mean person. No. If you're a person who, like, for example, me, I have a fiery mouth. If I'm not speaking, it's because I'm actually trying to refrain from certain things coming out of my mouth that is really just not going to sit well with someone who's sensitive. And I say that in terms of if you're not sensitive, of course, I know that you're not sensitive. My conversation with you will be different from someone who I know is sensitive to certain things. I mean, it doesn't matter what is said, that person is just sensitive, like, oh, I just can't deal. You can't deal because you have your own insecure situations or however you feel about yourself, and people go years into their later years in life feeling that way. It's understandable, but it's also fixable. A lot of these things within us are fixable if we want them to be fixed. You just can't wake up one day and be like, oh, I'm fixed, I'm freed of that. No, you have to diligently want your inner self to be changed, fixed, adjusted to the way that you feels as though works for you, okay? Because either way you slice it, right? It doesn't matter which way you go about it. Someone's going to find a flaw in something. Someone's going to find a problem with something. That's just them. It's going to be them. Let that be them. Don't get discouraged. If you're trying to change yourself, if you're trying to create an image that you know for sure works with you, don't get discouraged if someone is steady trying to beat down your new image. And they don't need to know that you're working on your image. They don't need to know it at all. But don't get discouraged. Don't get uninspired or, you know, because of the fact that someone is beating down what you're trying to change within yourself. There's going to be people out there that are not going to understand what it is that you're trying to do for yourself and for others, future people that you're going to be around. They're not going to understand it, but it's not for them to understand. There's a lot of things that's going to come past our journeys, our plates, our tables, that we're just going to say, I don't understand it, but I'm going to keep moving on. And vice versa. They don't understand it, but I have to keep moving on. It's just how the cookie crumbles, actually. So it's not anything we can do besides work on ourselves internally and externally. There's a lot of things that people could do to turn around their situations and really fix on what you like for to do with yourself. And some of these things are free. The things that I'm trying to work out with you guys right now are the most free things that you can ever work on. Of course, a physical appearance will cost you greatly more than what you're trying to do to yourself internally. Now, I'm trying to give you some costly tips on how to maintain, create, or build your image. That's always going to be important. That's always going to be the first step in branding your business, because your business is you. Also, we have new shows popping onto the scenes. Of course, you guys know we're back in season 2 of Empire. Everyone's hyped about that. If you're not knowing anything about Empire, don't worry about it, because truth be told, the next day, somebody is talking about it. And I personally, like I said before to you guys when this show first came out last year, I'm not even that much remotely interested in it, because I'm not interested in drama. Even though it's okay to read sometimes, you know, if it's like a little bit of it. Because you know what it is? It's a negative impact on my internal image. And I say that by being drama, gossip, complaining, negativity affects your inner person. It will continue to be that way until you actually control to stop it. Just like watching the news. Now, I watch the news mainly in the morning. But when I'm watching the news, all depending on what is being said, will determine if I actually keep watching the news. Because I watch the news actually for the weather. I don't watch the news for the stories. And when I hear a terrible story, I've noticed that the newscast persons that are doing a story, they switch the topic pretty easily. Like, it's always a different topic, something else positive, but a different topic that comes right after it. And it's sad. Also, my prayers go up to that college in Oregon, I think. I don't know exactly how to say the name. It starts with an O. But if you're watching the news and you've heard anything about it, my prayers do go up. I send my condolences to all the families that have lost a loved one. If you don't know anything about the story is a 26-year-old took his anger out on his college mates, asking the certain select few that were shot at, you know, what their religion was. And if they said Christian, they were shot. One gentleman actually wanted to stand against him and try to get him down and was shot several times in that process. So, and, of course, the shooter was shot on sight from the police officer. So it's very devastating and upsetting that when you watch the news and you hear stuff like that, and it's not even on the news anymore. It's on social media pages, so it's not even just on the news. Some things reach social media. You know about it so quickly before you even turn the news on. It's sad. But just like the president said, we've come numb to everything. And I agree with him. We have come numb because of the fact that every 5 seconds, I would say every 5 seconds because it seems to be comes back to back so quick, that there's something devastating going on. Extremely devastating for absolutely no reason for any of it. You know, as I was saying before with the other mass shooting, you know, it's sad because we don't know what someone else is going through. We don't know what someone else is going through. But it's like you try to make friends with someone and then they turn it into an obsession. And then it's like, and sometimes it won't turn into an obsession. Just, you know, just things just turn for the worse sometimes. Sometimes they don't. I guess it just depends on the paths crossed. And you know, I just hope that this darkness that is the atmosphere can be shifted eventually. You know, let some sun come in. You know, it's to that point for me. So that's why I don't watch Empire. But, you know, as I was saying, I don't really like watching anything negative. But I can say, I say I don't like anything negative, but I'm going to be very honest and say I do watch the ID channel, Investigation Discovery. I watch that because I get a relief of knowing that these stories have a positive outcome. Like, a positive outcome is exactly what I like seeing, is that everyone got caught. Story, even though the person lost their life, everyone was caught. When you watch the news, you don't hear those things. You just hear something happen, and they're looking out for the person, and that's it. I don't like hearing that part. I want to hear the actual ending. But as you can hear, we're coming to the last couple of minutes of the show. You guys can follow me on Instagram at Stewie Chewy, S-T-E-W-Y-C-H-E-W-Y. So S-T-E-W-Y-C-H-E-W-Y. And you can email me at my business email address, foryourimagellc@gmail.com. So don't forget all that pertinent detailed information. I hope everything was explained to you guys in detail. Good enough for you to understand. If not, like I said, you guys can always send me an email if you have questions. You can always send me a direct message on Instagram. But as we go into this week, we are now in October. Time is flying. You guys have a blessed week. Stay blessed and bring light where there is no light and bring joy where there is no joy. Okay, you guys have a great rest of your Sunday.